Episode 1468, Beat the Storm in Your Day.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How's your week going? Well, maybe you can wait around for more things to happen to you, or you can choose to shake things up a little bit. Be the storm in your day. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when your day isn't going your way, what do you do? Blame everything and everybody? Or be the storm in your day? Instead of waiting around for the storm to hit, bracing for impact, be the storm in your day. Looking back at the times of troubles and struggles, nothing ever seemed to change much until I was done feeling sorry for myself. Until I looked at the circumstances from a different perspective. Nothing ever seemed to change until I focused on something bigger than myself. And nothing ever seemed to change until I gave up instead of giving in, praying. God is always the strength in the storm. Nahum 1, verse 7 says this, "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. Walk by faith." But in order to get through the storm, we have to be willing to take action. It's not about sitting around with our cup of tea saying, "Okay, when you strike me with lightning, Lord, that's when I'll move." No, you really have two options. Hang on and hope for the best, or be the storm in your day. The one who doesn't wait for everything to happen to them or at them, but the one who chooses to be the disruptor, the one who sees the glimmer of light peeking high above the clouds, the one who is willing to see the heart, not just the hand. If you only see the surface, you will miss the beauty within. My husband and I were on a business trip. It was his business trip, and I came along for the fun of it because we were going back home, my home, Hawaii. And I was so excited to go back home. It had been, a few years, I think probably greater than 7 or 8 years. And we went back, just the two of us. At that time, yes, we did have 5 children. That was the last time that I had been back. And we decided that we would go snorkeling in the ocean. So after my husband was done with his classes and conferences and teachings and all that jazz that he had to do earlier in the day, we headed out to the ocean. And it was kind of calm because it was near dinner time. And so we were swimming out there, just the two of us. There were a few people up closer to shore, but we were out enjoying just the calm and being a part of the ocean, something much grander than ourselves. And all of a sudden, I felt something brush up against my leg. Now remember, we're in the ocean. And so what do you think? I know, I'm not going to say it because if you have little ears, it might scare them. But you know what probably crossed my mind more than 3 times. I love the ocean, but I also know there are bigger things in that ocean than me. So I took a big, deep breath and I kind of was like, whoa, what was that? If I had just kept staring at the surface, I would have never seen the beauty beneath. As we were swimming, we saw sea turtles, wild sea turtles. And they were right there with us. There wasn't just one, there was at least 4 of them from what we could see. And we weren't going, deep, we're just snorkeling. So we're just doing kind of a little bit so we could see, and oh my gosh, the creatures. And they were just humongous. I mean, they were right next to us. Now, I've swam with dolphins in captivity. You go to those places, hotels or whatever, and they have those outings where you can go swim with dolphins. Yeah, I've been and I've done those. But swimming out in the wild with sea turtles, life changing. Why keep living only on the surface level? There is so much more to life. And you, my friend, have so much to offer. Be the storm in your day. Don't wait for someone to disrupt your day. Don't wait for the chaos to find you. Go out and disrupt your day in love. You need to mend a relationship? Make the first move. You want to start a business? Well, get to the research to help you make that decision. Whatever that next step is for you, go out and do that next step. You desire to heal a broken marriage? Be the first one to reach out and work on you. Be the storm in your day. The Australian Open is happening right now. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's tennis. And yes, if it's not football, it's tennis for me. You can blame my dad for football. You can blame my mom for tennis. But for me, I just take it all in and I absolutely love it. And so I'm watching these live events because, yes, I have weird hours. I stay up late. So when I'm up late, you know, Australia is awake too. And so they've got all their live events. And so I've got the TV on and I'm watching. And you know what? As the one tennis player is hitting to the other, you don't see the one who like really wants to win and go on to the next round going, I'm just going to wait to see if I win. I'm going to let the ball come at me and I'm just going to chill. And if it doesn't come at me, I'm just going to let it pass me. Did you know most of us are doing life just like that? We wait for the ball to come at us and then we respond. But we miss what's to our left and we miss what's to our right. And then we wonder why we feel like we're lonely or that life isn't what it should be. We feel unhappy. We feel like we're lacking joy. There's something missing. Light a path that is brighter than the darkness you fear. Be the storm in your day and light the world today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.